Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undefeated, undisputed, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we're talking MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we've got these big fights coming up November 10th. All the way from Macau, a place that Pedro broadcasted television from back in 1994, the first telecast since the communist takeover back in 1949. But I was in Macau in 1994 doing boxing. Now, November 10th, on Fuel TV, UFC 6 on Fuel TV, I believe. Of course, in the main event, Rich Franklin, former champion, taking on Kung Lee, former champion. Battle of former champions. Who do you like there? Man, we'll ask Nick Ring. Nick Ring will be our guest. He is a middleweight as well. A once-beaten middleweight at 13-1 out of Calgary, Canada. I think he was born in the United States originally. We'll ask him about that. But he's living in Calgary, Canada. He's probably the second-highest fighter up there outside of Georges St. Pierre. Of course, Georges St. Pierre, the icon, the most iconic fighter in all of MMA. And, of course, he's fighting November 17th in the main event against Carlos Condit. So this figures to be one hell of a card. Nick Ring's on the card. He's from Calgary. Georges St. Pierre's on the card. He's from Calgary. I'm looking at this to do probably do about 35,000 people. I kid you not. If they get a big enough arena, and at last I heard they were doing it in a 40,000-seat arena. If they can do 40,000 people, it just shows you what a real name Georges St. Pierre is. To me, I'm not at all impressed with the guy, really not. But other people, they think he is the best fighter pound for pound in mixed martial arts. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and if you're joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. If not, don't forget, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in close. That's it. Eating him. That's it. And excited here at ringside.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Usually when we talk mixed martial arts, we're talking about the UFC, folks, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. But of course, now we've got a competitor. No, I'm not talking about Strikeforce, because Strikeforce is owned by the same company that owns the UFC. We'll talk about Zuffa Sports. No. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships. I think they're owned by Viacom, to be exact. They've been on MTV2 for a couple of years. They're going to go to Spike TV in January, and I figure with that, they're going to bring in a whole new audience to Spike TV, a whole new audience to MMA, because what Bellator does is they do a lot of tournaments. So they've got, you know, you'll see one guy one week fighting the same guy the next week. I mean, another guy the next week if he won, this and that. So the tournaments are very demanding, okay, and they're very entertaining. And you put the best against the best week in and week out. So I like the Bellator method of doing things. I really do. I really dig it. Now, Bjorn Rebney, of course, he's the CEO at Bellator, and of course they are going from MTV on a Friday night to Spike TV. That's probably going to end up being like an off night, probably not Friday night. They're probably going to do some other night during the week, because I know the UFC is going to move their Ultimate Fighter show from Friday nights to Tuesday nights, because they aren't getting the ratings on FX Cable that they were getting on Spike TV. And Spike TV is a lesser network than FX Cable. So how do you figure? You don't. Anyway, Spike TV had a one-year you couldn't show any MMA other than the UFC on Spike TV for 1 year. That was a contract that the UFC signed with Spike TV. So Spike TV has taken 2012 off as far as showing any MMA other than UFC reruns, that kind of stuff. And they are going to go in January with the Bellator Fighting Championships. And I think they're leaning towards Wednesday night. And Wednesday night will probably be the best night of the week. First of all, you don't have any football to deal with, right? No Wednesday night football, Thursday night football, Monday night football. All right, you don't have to go up against TNA Wrestling. Of course, that's a Thursday night thing, and it sort of got that hooked up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. So I don't know if they'd want to run an MMA show that late at night. I mean, we're talking like 10 o'clock at night. They want to run MMA from 10 to midnight. You're going to get good numbers doing that? I don't think so. So I think you're going to find another night for it. I think Spike TV will have two nights a week, one night of wrestling on Thursday nights and a night of MMA. That'll probably be Tuesday nights. And I'm looking forward to this because I think that, you know, I think the UFC has gotten a little cocky being at the top all alone. And I think that while Bjorn Rebney and these guys don't have the pocketbook to compete with the UFC and Zuffa Sports and the Dubai government, of course, the Dubai government has 13% of the UFC. Dana White, the president, has 10%. The remaining shares belong to remaining percentage belongs to the Fertitta brothers, Frank Lorenzo. I mean, we're talking about a company that lost $35 million or something like that to begin with, $33 million before it made a dime. Now it's a $1 billion industry. Holy cow! Anyway, UFC. I'm not skipping away from the subject. On Fuel TV, November 10th, Kung Lee and Rich Franklin in the main event. November 17th. My guest, Nick Ring, will be up in a few minutes. He'll be on that card. We'll talk to him about his fight. But straight up in the main event, Georges St. Pierre taking on Carlos Condit. Georges St. Pierre, the icon of MMA, considered the most popular fighter. I just don't see it. I don't know what's up with it. I really don't. But he's captivated fans both in the United States, around the world, and in Canada especially. They'll probably do about 35,000-40,000 people for that. So, you know, more power to him, but he just doesn't turn my wheels for me. I just put it to you like that. I would prefer to see Nick Diaz in that role as champion. Why? Because Nick Diaz is crazy, and I like crazy fighters. I like fighters that are nuts, fighters that will throw it all out there and fight with a broken arm. I think Nick Diaz would fight with a broken leg. I mean, that's how tough he is, a kid from Stockton, California. Now, he's got his outside-the-ring problems, like not being able to show up for press conferences and not being able to show up for Brazilian jiu-jitsu matches that he signed for, things like that. So he's got a lot of irresponsibility is in his life. He really is. He tested twice positive for marijuana, something I don't think should be is a performance-enhancing drug, but as the Nevada State Athletic Commission says, don't test positive for weed or we're going to suspend you. And guess what? You better listen to him, okay? He didn't listen to him. He had trace amounts of marijuana in his system for that fight with Condit earlier this year. From that, he was suspended a year. The Nevada State Athletic Commission gave him an out. They said, if you bring us a medical marijuana card from the state of California, which are not that tough to get, we'll give you a pass, or we'll reduce your suspension, or we'll fine you, or something like that. Well, Nick Diaz never bothered bringing the card, never bothered showing up. Just, you know, do what you're going to do with me, and it'll be over with. So they suspended him for a year. So Nick Diaz, when he comes off the suspension, I guess he will go with Georgia St. Pierre at some point in time in 2013, because it looks like Anderson Silva is going to hook it up with John Jones. Anderson Silva being the world middleweight champion at 185 pounds, John Jones being the world light heavyweight champion at 205 pounds, somehow they're going to do a catch weight fight, maybe 200 pounds, 195, something like that. I don't think Jones can lose too much more weight. The guy's 6'4". I mean, what do you want him to do, cut off an arm? Give me a break. Anyway, John Jones, Anderson Silva, that's the big fight being mentioned for 2013. The big fight in 2012, in my mind, is going to be Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. In fact, let's look at the heavyweight division right now in the world of mixed martial arts. We've got the young man from Brazil. He's an iconic figure down there. He's a role model to all the kids. I mean, he helps kids out in the ghettos. I mean, he's a great human being, both in and out of the ring. He's just a classy guy. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos. I mean, some fighters can fight, and yet they're jerks to be around. This guy's a great guy to be around, and he can fight as well. He is 15-1. He is the UFC heavyweight champion. Well, of course, he became the UFC heavyweight champion, knocking out Cain Velasquez, who we'll have a rematch with in December. We'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, he knocked out Frank Mir in May, okay? And people say, oh, you know, Frank Mir was a two-time UFC heavyweight champion, but he was old and he was long in the tooth. He wasn't that long in the tooth, okay? He wasn't that long in the tooth, but he just couldn't do anything against Dos Santos, so Dos Santos knocked him out. Boom. Lights out. But he was the first UFC heavyweight champion to defend the title since Brock Lesnar. That's right, because, you know, Cain Velasquez only had the title for one fight. He beat Brock, and then, you know, he had the fight, and then he fought Junior Dos Santos and lost. So he didn't get to defend the title. He lost the title in his first defense. Of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos go on December 29th on pay-per-view from Las Vegas. 10-1 is Velasquez. Of course, he is a monster, former wrestler from Arizona, collegiate wrestler. He's got great ground and pound skills. I mean, what he did to Antonio Silva in May, that first round battering, one of the bloodiest, most violent matches I've ever seen in UFC history. Okay, that went down in May, and man, I mean, Giant Silva, he wasn't as big as he appeared. He wasn't the most good looking guy, and he isn't the most good looking guy in the world either, but he isn't as big as he appears. He is called the Giant because he's got a giant head. But he only stands about 6'4", 6'5". When I saw him in an elevator one time, I thought he was like a 7-footer. I was hanging around him down at the Strikeforce cards a couple years ago. Geez, I thought this guy was like 7 foot tall, but he's not. He's only about 6'4". His head is probably about 10 inches tall, 10 to 12 inches. I'm kidding. From his chin to the top of his head, probably about 10 to 12 inches. So he's got an extremely huge head. So when they call him Antonio the Giant Silva, they should call him Antonio the Giant Head Silva. Cain Velasquez, as I mentioned, from the American Kickboxing Academy down in Silicon Valley, California, 10-1, taking on Junior Dos Santos December 29th. Number three, the guy that was supposed to fight Junior Dos Santos earlier this year, but he tested positive for steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about Alistair Overeem, 36-11, one no contest. Not an impressive record until you look at the fact that he's run off like 12 in a row. And you know, he's beaten all these guys, but then again, we've always thought he's been on steroids, and he tested positive in a random test conducted by the Nevada State Athletic Commission earlier this year. He's out until like February, I think, or later this year. You know, I take that back. I think they cut his suspension in half, or instead of making it a year, they made it 8 months or something like that. So I think he'll be licensed he'll be able to be licensed by December 27th. But, of course, that doesn't give him, you know, time to get licensed before the December 29th card, so he won't be on that December 29th card. But he is the likely challenger. Should he beat a top contender for Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, whoever wins that rematch on December 29th. Number four in the heavyweight division, according to SureDog.com, and I respect their ratings, although their records are not as quite as sharp as I think they should be. 16-5-1 for Wordham, of course, out of Brazil. I'm not that impressed with him. You know what I'm saying? Really not. So let's pass on him. Daniel Cormier. Yeah, another guy from the American Kickboxing Academy out of Silicon Valley, USA. I'm talking about the San Jose area of California, man. This guy is the Strikeforce Grand Prix tournament winner, beating up on Josh Barnett over five rounds. I mean, he's doing his best to try to get out of the Showtime contract he's got with Strikeforce. I think he's got one more fight left, and he's trying his best. But, of course, Frank Mir was supposed to fight him, and that didn't happen when Frank Mir got hurt. So Cormier wasted, you know, several weeks as far as training's concerned, and that didn't going to happen. So November 3rd is not going to happen for him. He's probably going to fight sometime in 2013, January, February. But the bottom line is, I think this is all good for Cormier, because Cormier had broken a hand in his last two fights. This time he had it surgically removed, so more power to him. But Daniel Cormier is the sleeper in the heavyweight division of MMA. Ranked number six, Frank Mir. The aforementioned two-time UFC heavyweight champion is now 16-6. Number seven, wow, a big guy. Antonio Nogueira, 34-7-1, one no contest. Of course, he is out of Brazil. He's another one of those guys down there that's got, he's all about reputation, okay? And I think he's a good fighter, and I think he's big and this and that. But as far as him jumping into the top two or three of the UFC and the MMA heavyweights, I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I'm sorry, but I don't. Antonio Silva is ranked number eight. I just mentioned him, 17-4. Josh Barnett, of course, is the ninth-ranked contender at 31-6. Of course, the beating he took in May, God knows if he'll ever come back. They tell me he's doing his professional wrestling over in Japan as I speak. And Mike Russo rounds out the top 10 of SureDog's top 10 heavyweights, 15-2, one no contest. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, middleweight contender Nick Ring, and that's his real name, Nick Ring, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
On schedule for five for the Strikeforce World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling is in trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts on the line from his lair up north of the border, folks, probably Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Nick Ring, is that where you're at right now?
Yeah, I'm in Calgary, Alberta.
Now, I got to ask you about this. You were born in the United States, correct?
Yeah, I was born in Cedar Falls, Iowa, I'm American, too.
So do you have dual citizenship or what?
Dual citizenship, yeah, I've... My parents moved up to Canada when I was really young. So I was 1 year old when I moved up to Calgary. And, so I've been here ever since.
Well, you know, your parents were smart because, you know, I don't know if you know who Larry Merchant is, the HBO boxing guy, the old guy on HBO. But
yeah, I do.
Yeah, right. So me and Larry were talking one night, and I said, hey, Larry says we were complaining about the status of the healthcare system here in the United States, complaining and moaning about it. And Larry says to me, he goes, you know, Pedro, if Canada was geographically located in Mexico, we'd have been gone a long time ago. And I believe we would now. Now, you won your last fight. And, of course, that's always a plus, no question about that. Court McGee is not an easy guy. Talk to me about the Court McGee fight.
Court McGee is he's an extremely tough guy. You know, yeah, he's one of those guys. He just he gets tougher and tougher as the match goes, right? So, yeah, it was a tough fight. It was a very close decision. You know, I think you go in there at court, you're gonna, you're gonna have to fight hard to get anywhere with him. You know.
Well, I watched it, and you had to work for that win. I mean,
time. You know what? Yeah, that was definitely not in the bag. It was, that fight definitely could have gone either way.
Okay. Speaking of in the bag, is the UFC hurting because there's been a couple of in-the-bag fights lately? On paper, they were in the bag. I mean, Vitor Belfort wasn't supposed to be competitive with John Jones, but yet when they actually got into the octagon, the fight was impressive and was competitive. But you see what I'm saying about these no-hopers getting shots because of all the injuries, this and that? You think that's hurting the game?
Well, what do you mean? Injuries hurting the game?
We've got injuries hurting the game and cards that are advertised as one thing, and you come, and when you finally show up to the event, the main event's not there, and you paid big bucks and this and that. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from some of the gripe from the MMA nation.
This is a hard thing, right? Because, fighters, they train hard and everything to, go into these matches, but... there's a fine line between training hard and getting injured, right? You got to train just hard enough to where, it's realistic and you're getting the results. And, but it's very easy to cross that line. And, I think the UFC as a promoter, you do the best to match everybody up. But there's that one variable that, anything can happen in a training session. And, these fighters, they all want to do good. So, you know, we push the envelope every day as we train. And, yeah, unfortunately, these injuries do happen. You know, you don't know what's going to be make a good fight and what's not going to make a good fight, though, either. Because, you know, some UFC shows that I thought were not going to be very good, they turn out to be just incredible. So,
barn burners. Barn burners, some of them turned out to be.
Some of them some matches you never would have thought were going to be good. They turn out to be, fight of the year, you know.
Classic example of that was the Mauricio Shogun Rua fight with Dan Henderson. I thought that fight was going to be dull in San Jose last year.
Oh, man, I'm so sad I missed it. You know, and that was one of those, instances that I could have taken it or left it. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that good of a fight, so I didn't bother. You know, from what I heard, it was, that was definitely one I should not have missed.
Well, put it this way, it had me, it was so violent, the fifth round was so violent with Rua pounding on a prone Henderson, a horizontal Henderson, that I turned my face a couple of times away from the octagon. I mean, I was...
That was a decision, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was a decision, and Henderson squeaked it out, of course, winning the first three rounds handily and then gassing out for the fourth and the fifth round. But the bottom line was Dan Henderson, or Hendo is what they call him, he gave him his best. Of course, he wasn't able to match up against John Jones, and John Jones, that event was canceled. UFC 152 will never be on the record books. Do you think John Jones' popularity is going to take a hit because of that?
Well, no. I mean, I think Jones, you know, he's just looking out for his career. Again, at his level, he's got a lot to lose. He's got a title belt, and taking a fight on short notice, you've got to make a big consideration there. But, you know, who knows? Like, I don't know what they were thinking in their camp. Like, maybe it was just more of a strategic kind of a thing. Like, I think Chael's a dangerous fighter, and, you know, maybe they just didn't want to take the risk. So, and I don't know popularity-wise, but I think Jones, he's done enough over the years to, you know, have a big following. So, yeah, I don't think long-term it's going to be, you know, too bad. However, I would have liked to see him fight Chael. That would have been a great fight.
But right now, he is the heel. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about heels and baby faces and professional wrestling. And this and okay,
but you know what? I read a book. It was a Kurt Angle book. What was that called?
I don't remember that one, but I know that Kurt did write
but
the book.
He would talk about heels and baby faces. Yeah.
So anyway, John Jones is the heel of the UFC. I mean, they show him on TV, and the entire arena erupts in boos.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, you know what? At least they're talking about you, hey?
Nick Ring's our guest, folks, and that's not a ring name. That's his real name. I mean, it is a
ring
name.
No, it's my real name. I'm naturally awesome.
Yeah. And very modest, too, folks. He's from Calgary, of course. Calgary, Canada. Calgary, Alberta, Canada. In fact, I asked the UFC brass why he wasn't on the July 21st card up there with Uriah Faber and Barreiro, and they told me they were going to save him for later this year on the comeback of GSP, so we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But Nick Ring is our guest. Of course, you can check Nick out. Nick, you're on Facebook, right?
You got it.
You got a website, too?
It's NickRingMMA.com.
Okay. NickRingMMA.com or Nick Ring, R-I-N-G, in case you couldn't spell ring out there, folks. But it is Nick Ring, and of course he is at Facebook as well. And of course you always check out the website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, and you'll be able to listen to this interview with Mr. Nick Ring. As I said, that is his real name. It is a ring name because it is his father's name, so it really is a ring name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess a ring name has two different definitions then. Yeah, our guest, folks, he is a middleweight, and we've got him on the show. We're talking about the upcoming card, of course, from Macau, a place that I broadcast television from for the very first time. Anytime any American had been there since 1949 when I did 1994. I think we called it, I don't know, the War in Macau. I know in the 1993 card from Beijing, China, we called it the Brawl at the Wall. And there was something, we had some hokey nickname for this thing in Macau. Macau then was basically an isolated island. It was a Portuguese province. There wasn't a whole lot to it. Now they've got Steve Wynn's went over there and built like Las Vegas type hotels. Before, the hotels were sort of, I don't want to say sleazy, but just not Las Vegas type. They were more like cheap Atlantic City type of hotels. No knock on Atlantic City, but that's what they look like in Macau. Macau has changed dramatically, no question about that. So anyway, what have you been doing with yourself after this? Are you getting ready for this fight in November or what?
Am I getting ready? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's just part of the lifestyle. You train between fights, hopefully. I'm no exception.
What's training between fights? I mean, do you lead a normal life and train, or what does that mean?
Well, what's a normal life? I don't know. I don't have a real job. I'm a professional landlord, but I'm not fighting, actually. So,
okay. So you see,
I have a couple of rental properties here in Calgary, and that's basically it. So, post ads, talk to tenants, and whatever else. Besides that, I do a lot of reading, and I don't know. And then training, like that basically takes up most of my day.
We're talking with Nick Ring, folks. Of course, he will be on the November 17th card, headed by Georges St-Pierre, of course, the world welterweight champion of the UFC, taking on, of course, what some people think will be a very, very tough challenge in Carlos Condit, of course, the guy who controversially beat Nick Diaz earlier in the year. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you live every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, back with Nick Ring, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Sends it go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, this hour we're talking MMA. Every Saturday and Sunday we talk both boxing and MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can always catch the delayed broadcast and the live broadcast, the iTunes, all that stuff is happening on the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We are honored to have with us a man that does have a ring name, but he was born with it. I'm talking about Nick Ring, of course, the young man from Calgary, Canada, born in... where were you born, in Iowa?
Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls, okay, Cedar Falls. Born in Cedar Falls, and he was one of the smart guys. He got out of the USA and went to Canada, where they treat you like a human being. Just kidding, U.S. government. Don't come down on me too hard over that one. But anyway, he's going to fight November 17th, and you're taking on Costas Filippo. Tell me about him.
Yeah, Costa. He's a guy from New Jersey, I believe. We've got a little bit of a common history there. We were both in that Ultimate Fighter television show. After that, he went on to fight Ricky Fukuda and Cormier. So we've had a couple common opponents too. Looks like a very strong competitor. Disciplined and, skillful.
Okay, but what's his game? Ground and pound, standing up? Is he a wrestler?
Well, to me, like, he's more of a striker, if anything. But, he's got a good camp. I don't think anybody in the UFC is, terrible on the ground anyway. So, I would be shocked if he didn't have any ground skill. But, he does seem to tend to prefer to stand.
And you prefer to?
Oh, I prefer to go wherever I feel I'm going to win a fight. So, we'll see. I'm not going to give nothing away here, but yeah, we'll see.
People don't realize that when you get into you can have the best laid out plans, having had 52 fights myself, but you lay out the best of plans and then the bell rings and sometimes the plans, sometimes everything goes according to plan on a rarity, but for the most part, usually when the bell rings, it doesn't go according to plan. Am I right, Nick?
Yeah, no kidding. You get hit once, and all the plans go out of the window, right?
I don't know if it's getting hit once or whatever, but, I won most of my fights, and you've won most of all but one of your fights. But, I mean, when you're winning fights, you're in a different mindset. If you get cracked once, yeah, I guess it does wake you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Things change. You don't know what the opponent's going to bring, and you don't know what it's going to feel like. Even when you do know what they're going to bring, a lot of times, and especially at this level, the guys, you could damn know well, like, everything they're going to do, but, it can be pretty hard to stop it even knowing what they're going to do,
Okay.
And that's the nature of high-level competition, though. You got to bring your A-game, whatever that happens to be.
Nick Ring's our guest, folks. Of course, he is a UFC fighter. He'll be featured on the Calgary, Alberta, Canada card. He will get the second biggest response in the house, no question about that, next to Georges St-Pierre. Why is St-Pierre such an icon up there?
Well, man, I think for us up here in Canada, he was the first Canadian, to really, really do good. You know, of course, there was other Canadians, you know, fighting in the UFC before, but like George, he stands right out. He's got the look, you know, he's got the determination, and, you know, I don't know, like, as an athlete, he's just truly different, right? He's got a very fine attention to detail that, you know, is rare among fighters and among athletes, but, you know, he's just, hey, you know, I do think he's a super athlete, you know, I think it's just his level of focus that, you know, and his level of drive. I mean, or, you know, to, you know, he said in his mind long before he was champ that he was going to be champ. And, you know, he didn't let it bother him that his surroundings, you know, there wasn't that many MMA guys around, like, but, you know, he turned a negative into a positive, and, you know, here he is. He's still flying high. He's doing good, man.
Okay. Now that Woody had a torn ACL, torn MCL, he has some leg problems which required surgery and a replacement of a tendon. Is he back at 100%? Is he close to 100%? Where's he at?
No, he's looking good. I was just down training with them guys, you know, a few days ago. He's looking good, man. You know, same thing. Is you know, good level of focus, and yeah, like. It doesn't look to me like he's really missed a beat. So,
okay. Now he'll be taking on Carlos Condit. Condit won somewhat controversially over Nick Diaz. Is Condit going to present a problem for him, or is this going to be an in the bag fight for the great Georges St. Pierre?
I don't think any fight against Carlos Condit is in the bag. Like I've seen several times where Condit has been, you know, lagging behind in a fight, and, you know, he came up from behind. I mean, I've seen him take hits and then, you know, come back. So, I mean, you can never count that guy out whatsoever. You know, at Condit, like, I thought too, his game plan against Nick Diaz was very good and executed very well. So, like, I think what the fans are going to get to see out of this fight, Georges St. Pierre versus Carlos Condit, is, you know, a couple of people that, you know, have very solid game plans. You know, it's going to be a technical battle. And, yeah, like, I don't know. I guess whoever's strategy is better is going to win. But, you know, they both have some, very serious strengths. I am very interested in seeing the outcome of this fight.
Nick Ring's our guest, folks. He's on UFC 154. That's live. It'll begin at 3:15 or 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. Then at 5 o'clock p.m., they'll go to FX cable for 2 hours. And then at 10 o'clock Eastern time or 7 o'clock Pacific time, they will go to the live pay-per-view card. Nick Ring, of course, taking on Konstantinos Filippou, 11-2. Sam's 5'11". All these guys at middleweight mean 185 pounds. Of course, Nick Ring, 13-1, 6'1". Anderson Silva, he looked good beating up on Chael Sonnen. Was Chael Sonnen, how can I put this, was he an opponent made? Was that made for Silva? Was the revenge factor? It was, you know, all that stuff. You hear where I'm coming from on that? Was that an easy fight for Silva? I mean, mentally to go into that.
An easy one. I don't know if it was easy. He looked definitely more well prepared than the first fight that he had with Sonnen. I don't know. When I think about Anderson Silva right now, I'm just I'm thinking about the Stephen Bonner Anderson Silva fight that just happened. Oh my God,
that was really
something else.
I'm glad you brought that up. That horrific knee. He's got some tools and. At times he's delivered as far as entertainment is concerned. Some other times he's seemed like he's been lackadaisical, but he has the longest running title reign in the UFC history.
Oh, yeah. You know, it doesn't look like there's anybody even close to beating him right at this point either. You know.
So he and John Jones are going to fight. That's what they're trying to put together for next year, right?
Is that going to happen or what?
No, they're talking about it, but can you compete with John Jones at 205?
Well, you know what? That's a big size size difference. But Anderson, I mean, he's got a lot of experience on John Jones. You know, John Jones. I think he's a freak, though. A very, very gifted athlete. He's got good eyes, and he's able to, do things, very intelligently, in the cage. So, and, again, he does have the size, a very good wrestling. And, as we saw from, Chael Sonnen, that seems to be kind of a weaker area of Sonnen, Silva, if he's got any weaknesses. Again, he made a mincemeat out of Stephen Bonner there. So,
Bonner's no joke.
And Bonner's no joke. We'll see. I think Silva's. I think that's a very fair fight, actually. Silva versus John Jones. I know as a fan, I would love to see it.
Okay. Nick Ring's our guest, folks. He's a UFC fighter based out of Calgary, Canada. Once beaten. A young man out of Calgary, Canada, born in 1979.
Yeah, and I'm an old man.
Yeah. So tell me about the Starbucks stick up or something like that. Somebody was getting mugged at Starbucks. You chased them.
Oh boy,
what's going on? That was in June.
Well, you know what? I was doing a yoga class. I just left. I like to go grab a coffee afterwards, and I think it was a Wednesday night. And I was leaving Starbucks. I see these little punk kids or whatever. They were beating up on a boyfriend girlfriend couple. At a bus station, like a bus stop. It was 10 of them against these two kids, it was terrible. They were like, they had this girl by her hair and they were kneeing her in the face. And, I got out of my car, I yelled, "Hey," and I ran up and they ripped her backpack out of her hand and then, ran off. So it was I went up to the victims to, tend to them kind of thing. And the kid, the boy, he's got a massive cut over his eye, probably about 10 stitches flapped over. The girl, she's bleeding from her face, from the knees to the face. And, another bystander, he kind of like walks up and, we're looking these guys over and we can see these attackers. They're about a block and a half, two blocks away. Huh?
With Nick Ring, folks, of course, he is our guest when he's talking about the big Starbucks debacle earlier this year, in June of this year, where he came to the aid of two people who were being mugged by a group of 10. Now, are those guys going to jail up there in Canada or what?
Well, that's kind of the problem with Canada, is that you don't get in trouble for doing stuff. That's one thing that is better about the States, is that if you... you get caught committing a crime, you'll probably go to jail. You'll probably get in trouble, at least. As far as I know, those kids are, nobody's going to get in any trouble for it, like, for sure. It's very hard to go to jail for committing a crime in Canada. So.
Okay. Now, you're a middleweight, and there'll be middleweights going on UFC, the UFC on Fuel TV Saturday. That's November 10th. Kung Lee, my buddy down here from Silicon Valley, 8-2, taking on Rich Franklin, 29-6. How's that go, Nick?
Rich Franklin versus Kung Lee.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Kung Lee. I'm gonna have to just say Rich Franklin. Like Franklin, he's been UFC champ. A lot of experience. Now, however, Kung Lee is very very smart and. Crappy about the way he sets his stuff up, so I don't know. I'm gonna have to say, I'll have to say Franklin, but I would not be surprised to see Kung Lee pull something out.
Okay, got one more question for you before I let you go. Before the end of the year, before the end of the year, the World Heavyweight Championship will go down. Of course, Junior Dos Santos the champion, rematching Cain Velasquez. How do you see that, Ooh. Nick?
Well. I thought that Cain was doing pretty well in that fight before Dos Santos caught him. So, maybe that was just a lucky shot. Maybe not. But, Dos Santos, he seems to have a very good precision with those strikes. I'm going to have to say Dos Santos again. I think he's going to have a bit of a psychological advantage in that fight as well, having just KO'd the guy, the first time. So. We'll see. This is going to be a big test for Cain. Cain definitely got what it takes to beat Dos Santos. So I mean, whoever takes charge of the fight earlier is going to win. But I'm going to have to stay with Dos Santos for the moment. I haven't seen anybody even come close to him yet. So
Nick Ring, folks, professional fighter, professional landlord, professional hero. He'll save you if you're on the street in trouble. Believe me, this guy's got it all going on, and he's fighting November 17th on UFC 154. Nick, it's always a pleasure, man. You take good care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know, most of you don't have Fuel TV. Well, neither do I. How do I watch the fights? I watch them on the internet. I go to some channel or something like that in Europe and watch them like that. Because Fuel TV, now they're trying to expand their viewership. And I think they're adding Speed TV to their channels. So Speed TV and Fuel TV are going to like become one. But the bottom line is, we need a lot more homes to watch these great fights of the UFC on Fuel TV. Of course, UFC 6, we mentioned that a little bit earlier in the show, coming up on Fuel TV. Of course, that is the 10th of November. Kung Lee in the main event, 8-2, taking on Rich Franklin. What's Franklin now? 28-29-8, something like that. But, you know, this figures to be a great, great fight. And this is a good fight. In fact, it's a fight that most of the country should see. But the bottom line is, because, you know, Fuel TV only goes into like a 250,000 homes, less than the desirable amount will see it. So that's my complaint on that as far as Fuel TV is concerned. But the bottom line is, Kung Lee, Rich Franklin, that's November 10th. November 17th, of course, UFC 154 emanating from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. In the main event, my man, Georges St-Pierre, taking on Carlos Condit. And, of course, a guest from earlier in the show, the great Nick Ring, is on that card as well. That is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.